My name is Liz and I am the coordinator of the Art East space over in Aranui, and Art East is an initiative of Drug Arm, which is, the Drug Arm is an acronym for Drug Awareness Relief Movement. The exhibition is around the Recovery Garden, which was an initiative between Greening the Rubble and Odyssey House going back a few years ago, and this was on Manchester Street. The idea of it was being a therapeutic space that people could come and sit in the sun, be able to be in the garden space, be able to have a barbecue, connect with others, bring their families down. And it was really exciting because we were offered the opportunity to do some artworks down there. And initially it was just a few of them. We started pottering away on those artworks on some painted panels. So we ended up with approximately 20 pieces down there. But one of the exciting things is about being able to display it in the library is while the paintings were down there, the background stories as to why people chose to do the pieces that they did choose to paint, those stories weren't told. So in the library with this particular exhibition, we're going to have the paintings themselves now because the Recovery Garden moved on, but we will be able to display the photographs of all the paintings within the Recovery Garden space, and also the blurbs from the artists, what inspired them to create the paintings that they did and what the experience was like for them, also having people come down, see their works and displaying them in a public setting too. Quite a strong thing that came out quite accidentally actually when we were planning pieces was around the themes of bees, and people use the imagery of bees in their works, and they use them as far as the flight of freedom, of change as well. And some of them also did other things around, one particular woman did paintings, her pieces being she wanted them to be seen from the Margaret Mahe garden for the children so that it would attract children to come over into the space with their families, bring them across and be able to just have something really fun and colourful within that space as well. So she did a lot of, she did ladybird and another bird, pieces that would attract children that were nice and bright as well. There's a very therapeutic element to creating artworks, and I'm very much about the process and not the product, and trying to give people the opportunity to try something different in a place that feels safe enough for them to express themselves and just try something different. And with that, trying something different gives the opportunity to be able to learn and to be able to gain skills to produce something that they're really quite happy with. And that sense of achievement that comes with creating a piece that they love, that's really exciting. And for a group of people who are in this particular art group that are displaying the exhibition, for a lot of them it's been focused on the things that they're doing, not going so well in their lives, where this is around their strengths as well, and to be able to do that as a group and connect with others that are on the same journey as them, and then creating together, there's something very special about that.